RunDNA has an extensive range of running and walking footwear. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists. The RunDNA fitter's advice is second to none. Pop into RunDNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or 391 Fullerton Road, Fullerton. They're open 7 days, plenty of off-street parking. If you walk or run, you need to RunDNA.
It's time to see which athletes have been selected this week in Sophie's Star and Ben's Best.
Yeah, look, Cookie, I actually get a bit teary on this one, but I've chosen marathon runner Jess Stenson. Now, Cookie, she just ran at the Sydney Marathon, and I've chosen her not because she won, but because she actually really struggled out there, particularly in the last half of the race. But she was as tough as nails, showed grit, and got herself over that line one place behind Leanne Pompiani, one place in front of Lisa Waitman. And to top that all off, these three girls shared an emotional embrace at the end of the race, celebrating their achievement. And it was truly emotional, particularly after a bit of controversy between Stenson and Waitman in the denial of Waitman in the selection of the fifth Olympic Games. It's the beauty of sport, though. It's something, sometimes finishing is a win, Hookie, and she is my star, Sophie's Star of the Week. And I've got to say, Stenson, I think she might have beat my co-host by about 7 minutes. Wait, no, 2 hours and 7 minutes.
Oh, as soon as you said Jess Stenson, I thought, I wonder if this is going to get wheeled back to my marathon. All I'll say is this, Soph, is that Jess Stenson said that she really started to struggle with her marathon about an hour and 40 minutes in. I was 3.5 hours before I started to really battle. So I don't know. Maybe she's just not quite as tough as I am. She is incredible, isn't she? Can I just make the point about the Lisa Waitman issue? Jess Stenson held her head so high with all of that. It was Lisa who was grizzling and complaining, understandably so. I mean, you're trying to get to the Olympics. I get that. Then her husband was firing bullets at poor old Jess, and it would have been very easy for Jess to get into a bit of a mudslinging match. She held her head so high through all of that. She won a wonderful marathon. She was the best placed Australian of the three that started. And all throughout, ever since, she has just been so gracious. When she did her first interview for Channel 7, the host broadcaster of the Sydney Marathon, the first thing she did was mention her fellow Australians who'd run so well. She is just such a wonderful South Australian ambassador. You mentioned that you got a bit teary talking about it. I can understand it, because she's just someone we can be nothing but so absolutely proud of for what she's done and the way she's done it, Soph.
Yeah, no, exactly, Hookie. Now, back to you. Ben's Best, who have you chosen?
Yeah, well, I've chosen a kid called Kiana Elliott, who has had an amazing last week. She has won the 2025 Commonwealth Championship in the 58-kilo class of weightlifting. She's this beautiful young woman who I've dealt with quite a bit over the time in my role at the Sunday Mail, and her as this young up-and-coming athlete who moved from Sydney to Adelaide to move with her coach and try and give herself more opportunities. She went and competed at the 2021 Tokyo Games, missed at Paris, and I kind of thought she might be the sort of athlete who that might be enough for her. She'll move on and give it away, go into full-time work, and that happens a bit. You know, we understand that in particular for women, elite sport over a long period of time can get more and more challenging, but she is back with a vengeance. She has dropped an incredible amount of weight. She's gone from the 71 kilo class to the 58 kilo class. Just have a think about that. She's had to drop essentially 1/6 of her body weight and still competing at the elite level. She lifted 100 kilos in the snatch and 112 kilos in the clean and jerk. She's 58 kilos, for goodness sake. She's lifting my fridge that's just behind me over here, behind my left shoulder, Soph, doing that at 58 kilos. I mean, I don't need to tell you any more about what she's done, because she has actually done it herself. We had a conversation with her only around about 45 minutes ago. We're going to put that up as a special bonus episode. She is by far and away Ben's Best for this week. I am that excited that she is back on track. definitely going to the 2026 Commonwealth Games, and who knows, could very, very well be going to the 2028 Los Angeles Games. On top of that, now we'll go to the World Championships in Oslo, Norway in October. So a true gun, mate.
Yeah, no, excellent choice for Ben's best. She's definitely proven you wrong, Ben. Kiana is just going and reaching new heights. She was also just such a delight to interview, and it's definitely an interview for our listeners to listen to.
Soph, let us get in to Fair or Fast.